Texte numéro 52. Illegal migrants caught in a fight for the headlines. Ken Doty, a Californian rancher, did not mince words when it came to the current crop of presidential candidates. The source of his fury is the hot topic in American politics, illegal immigration. Despite a war in Iraq and a looming recession, immigration is provoking the most fire and fury on the campaign trail. That is particularly true of Republican supporters, who often rank immigration as the most pressing issue facing America. That infuriates Doty for one reason. Who is going to harvest his lemons or his avocados? For the fierce debate over immigration and a massive police crackdown on illegal workers have created fears of labor shortage in U.S. agriculture. Many growers could lose their crops, left rotting for lack of willing hands to harvest them. They say that the campaign debates focus on deportation and building a border wall and ignore the fact that large parts of the economy rely on illegal workers. "I just want a realistic debate," said Doty. That debate does not seem likely to happen soon. Agriculture is typical. Growers admit that in California, between 80 and 90% of agricultural work crews who plant, tend and harvest crops are illegal immigrants, overwhelmingly from Central and South America. They toil in backbreaking work for a minimum wage of around $8 an hour. Sometimes they end up working for far less and have been open to abuses that some campaigners have likened to virtual slave labor. Yet many top Republican candidates accuse illegal immigrants of taking jobs from U.S. workers. To many growers in California, that is missing the point. "It is all about demagoguery," said Doty, who believes few Americans would work such long hours for such low pay. Low wages allow the agricultural sector to turn a profit and produce the cheap food on which the U.S. relies. Indeed, if the 12 million illegal immigrants working in the U.S. were deported, as several top Republicans have advocated, the economic effect would be a huge jump in food prices. What the leading Democrats advocate is a work program that allows workers to eventually become citizens. There have been such schemes before, such as the Bracero program, which brought Mexican workers during the Second World War to make up for labor shortage. They worked fixed contracts, and many were allowed to settle. As he watched one of his crews harvest his strawberries, Henry Vega, whose father came as a bracero, said he saw the laborers as a vital part of the economy, whose life story could easily mirror that of his own family if they were given legal status. He sees potential economic disaster if they are not. Adapted from The Observer, February 2008.